Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The words which we just heard from the lectern describe one of the many difficulties which the children of Israel encountered during their wilderness journey. This time it was a lack of water. No water for the people to drink, no water for their cattle, no water obviously for the land around them, no grain, no fruit, no vines, no trees. What a horrible place, they thought. How can anyone or anything stand it here? How did we get into this problem in the first place? It was bad back there in Egypt with the slavery and all of the injustices and all that, but this is impossible. We should have stayed and taken our hardships. Somebody do something, or we'll all perish. Aaron, Moses, help us. God, why don't you do something? How can you let us come to a place like this and get stuck here? When people get into difficulties like they were in, they tend to panic as they did. And when they panic, they have a tendency to forget all the good things which God has done through the years in their lives. They tend to forget that God is with them and that God knows their experiences and their difficulties. Our times too, yours and mine, often get us into tight spots like they were in. We run out of money, or we run out of time, or we run out of energy, or our mind or our skills or our abilities just aren't enough to take care of the situation and the demands before us. And we tend to panic. We wonder. We worry. We get scared. We fumble around for relief. We complain. We blame somebody for things having gone wrong, usually the person closest to us, often a member of our own family, or a person close to us where we happen to be in work or in school. Yes, we even blame God for our problems and difficulties. This text sounds very much like me as I read it and think about it. It sounds like my activities and my ministries in congregations, in institutions, with the sick, with the shut-ins, wherever that ministry takes us. Now, fortunately, God doesn't get frustrated when things go wrong, nor does he forget us or turn against us. In the case of Israel, he had Moses and Aaron in charge. And they knew what to do. They knew where to go. As leaders of the people, they felt that they had a responsibility to take a lead, to do something about the difficulty, but they also recognized their own limitations. And so they came crying to God with the people, interceding for them and firmly believing that what God had told all of us so many times in the scripture, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you, ask and you shall be given, and all of those promises of God hearing our prayers, that those indeed were true. They prayed. They believed as they prayed, and God heard them, and God responded. Yes, I know you've got problems. I know you people need water there in the wilderness. I know that you can't survive in the wilderness the way it is. Call the congregation together. I'll take care of them. Just speak to the rock over there, and they'll get the water they need. Who ever heard of water coming out of a rock? But we believe you, Lord. Get the people together. Have them face the rock, and I'll take this rod, good old rod, I've used it so many times, and it has gotten us out of so many difficulties many times before, and I'll hit the rock like this, and there it comes. You see that water flow? Look at all the water. Come and drink, all of you. There's enough for everyone. And bring your cattle. With God, nothing is impossible. He can do anything. He can help. And he did. Even though Moses fumbled the response to the directive of God, and partly took matters in his own hand, smiting the rock with the rod rather than speaking to it as the Lord had guided him, still God helped through his ministry. Something beautiful to remember as we minister. Even when we tend to fumble things, God ministers still through us. This is a beautiful example of the faith life in the presence of God. Whether it's in your or my personal life, or whether it is in a more formal life of ministry in his church and in his congregations. As we wind up another year of preparation for ministry in the church, as the end of the year problems come upon us, all of the things to do, the assignments, the tests, the family needs, the bills to pay, the moving details, the uncertainties about where we're going and what we're going to get into when we get there. And when we arrive, people curious about us, people struggling in their problems, people facing their own needs, their personal, their family, their employment, their health needs, their vocational needs, you name it, they have problems. And they look to you for help. Before you know it, you're in it with them, and you're struggling with them, and you reach your limits with them, and you, in faith, turn to God for help, as Moses and Aaron did. And the beautiful thing is, God provides help. Not only does he encourage people individually to turn to him in prayer, but he also encourages those who have ministry responsibilities in the church to pray for their people, to lead their people in prayer, to pray with them. And above all, God has his own Son, Jesus Christ, interceding for us all. That Son whom he sent into this world to become one of us, our brother, to be born, to live, to minister, to be opposed and rejected, to suffer and to die and to rise again, that one who ascended on high to prepare a place for each of us, that one stands now as our advocate with the Father, pleading for each of us in our daily needs, remembering us and covering all our sins, our fumblings, our shortcomings. Thank you, God, for your loving presence here and now, as you deal with us and give us the task of meeting the responsibilities of this day. In our ministries here now, and in the ministries into which you will call us in the days ahead, give us faith and wisdom and strength to serve you well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.